You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
And my guest is here, Miss Lystra Deshong. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. And let's start from the beginning, because we are about to find out who Miss Deshong is. And, you know, what made you decide to start writing? And is this your first book?
Hi, pleasant. Good morning. Pascal.
So come a little closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Pascal, and good morning to my listening audience. Yes, this is my first book. Mm-hmm. And what made me start to write? I know each and every one of us, we are storytellers, you know, but some people are not brave enough to tell their stories. Mm-hmm. And by telling our stories, we don't even know that sometimes we can help to impact the life of other persons and help them to be a better person, mm-hmm. you know, because you can let them know that they alone are not going through a situation, you know. And I am a firm believer in Christ, a Christian, mm-hmm. and it was said to me many times that I should write a book. Mm-hmm. I thought it was one of the hardest things to do, which it was, because I'm not a writer. I didn't know where to begin. And I just, trust the Holy Spirit and let the words flow.
So your journey within knowing Christ from the, they always say it's from the secular life into the spiritual life. Has that impressed upon you to tell the story as you're seeing it here today?
Yes, mm. That has impressed upon me a lot, because persons may feel sometimes, because I'm, you know, into the secular world, I'm not good enough, you know, I can't be this, as society portray it, this perfect Christian to do the things that God has called me to do. Mm-hmm. And he didn't call us to be perfect. He called us to be authentic, our authentic selves, to be who we are, and he would do the rest.
In that journey, what were some of the things that stood out to you? Just to quickly read a little, well, the synopsis to the back of the book, just to give an idea. The story is, "Do you know my God? A story of brokenness, healing, and the God who restores." In this deeply personal and faith-filled memoir, Lystra invites readers into a journey of survival, healing, and restoration. From childhood trauma and broken family foundations to moments of silence, struggle, and unanswered questions, her story is one many will recognize, but few dare to tell honestly. With grace and courage, Lystra shares how God met her in the most fragile seasons of her life, shielding her when she did not yet understand his protection, and guiding her towards healing when hope felt distant. Through every heartbreak and delay, she reveals how God was quietly rebuilding her life from the inside out. So it's really a autobiography, guidance for others who are on that journey as well.
Yes.
How, just to, not to mind your business too much.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what was, as I've heard it mentioned and named, the call to action for you? What was the moment that said to you, yeah, I've had enough?
All right. So from childhood, I'll be transparent. Mm-hmm. From childhood, I came from a broken home. My both parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. And in growing up, I would have seen a lot of things in my little small mind. I didn't understand why, to many questions. And, the things that I have seen, I said to my little self, this is not life. I don't want to turn an adult with all these things, which I have no control over, mm-hmm. but this doesn't look good to me, you know. So in seeing that and processing those things, I said to myself, how can I make a difference? I was certain, how can I help people not to hurt? Mm-hmm. Because hurting doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. The journey was not clear, but in not being clear, I would always ask God to help me to be a different person, you know. So in doing so, I would have had a whole lot of turbulences. Mm-hmm. I went through secondary school, passing for my first choice, coming out with no subjects, no CXC subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But then what could I have done? I'm speaking to myself, to be a different and a better person. I found love in sewing, so I sewed for all the years.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tasca, mm-hmm. in doing so, persons would come to the shop with a whole set of problems. And I don't know where I got the grace from. I would always encourage.
Mm-hmm.
And they started tapping to me for encouragement. And I said to myself, from even working here in the shop, God has had a call on my life to encourage people, more mm-hmm. so women, and make it a better place. Nonetheless, sewing became very redundant. You know, a lot of clothes selling in shops, people wasn't, you know, fluctuating the sewing shop as much
mm-hmm.
as. And...
Retail fashion, eh?
Yes.
Retail fashion. Gosh.
All over the place.
You know, someone who does clothing as well, I can understand. Because doing, you know, bespoke items mm-hmm. has a little price tag to it, especially when you want to maintain standards.
Yeah.
You know, how has that made you understand people? You know, the experience of interacting, what was that like for you?
That was great. As a matter of fact, I would say that's where I gained my experience from mm-hmm. with interacting with persons. You get to learn the different type of people and how people relate to things mm-hmm. and each other. So again, with no training, I would say the grace of God, it made me, again, do a lot of introspection and know that everything deserves a response. And even though a customer comes in and the price too high, mm-hmm. you are not to get irate, you know, let them be. And if they want to go somewhere else respectfully, they can do so. So it shaped me in a way that I learned patience, I learned tolerance, and I learned that everybody is different, so just leave them to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, putting the aspect of I don't want to say religion, but spirituality in that message. Did you find resistance in, you know, sending the message? Because it could come across as, you know, you're trying to convert me
right.
into something. But how did you go past that to get to the personal, interhuman message behind your book?
That's an awesome question. I can't change anybody. But it's my mandate to spread the word of God. If I give it to somebody, hopefully, you know, I would like to see them come to Christ. But everybody do things within a different timing and mm-hmm. do it on their own merit. So I feel good that I got the message out. It's your responsibility to receive the message and do what it was, you know, sent to you to do.
Mm-hmm. So this is your first book.
Yes.
Do you think you'll be venturing into others?
Yes,
yeah?
I will. Yes.
And what topics, what genres would you look into?
Okay, so my genre message is one of encouragement and hope.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely continue along that path. I'm thinking that I will write daily devotions for my next book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you find the inspiration to do daily devotions? Because sometimes I look at the little card things that mm-hmm. have the date on it, and each one is so, I guess, deep to where you need to be.
Yes.
How do you find the muse? Who is your muse? Or what?
The Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Because I, on my own, sometimes I wouldn't think, you know, of a particular thing mm-hmm. or a particular encouragement or word for the day, as I would say. But then the Holy Spirit just brings it to light. And in doing so, you know, persons say that they are blessed and I should continue.
Do you think you will be writing for children as well? Because I know that, you know, in wanting to have them grow up the way that you want to see them be positive members of society,
mm-hmm.
would you be doing that as well?
Yeah, I plan to do so because I'm also a volunteer mentor at YTC.
Mm-hmm.
So I love dealing with youth and helping to set them on the right path. So
let's diverge a little bit. You mm-hmm. say you're with YTC. With mm-hmm. all of the issues that are with young people right now,
mm-hmm.
is there a message that young people would like us to know?
Mm-hmm.
Because YTC is almost a place where I don't want to say where the quote-unquote bad children end up,
right.
but even in that space, there are a lot of messages I'm sure that they would like us to understand. What is the most common thing?
From what I've seen, based on my interaction with these youths, they are indeed special young people. Mm-hmm. And they just cry out for understanding and love to meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because one or two of them would have spoken to me and like, Miss, you know, I trying to do X, Y, and Z and persons don't understand. So in them trying to be their authentic self, sometimes we the adult need to be a little more patient and mm-hmm. try to understand where they're coming from. And I guess in doing so, you don't have to literally come down to their level per se, but try to understand, because our time and their time is a different.
Two, three, four times different.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And with the, and speaking of different times, the modes of communication,
mm-hmm.
how do you utilize them, one? Mm-hmm. And two, how do you navigate or at least pass on the messages to them to navigate through that?
Okay. So that's, I would say, kind of incorporate our time and their time,
mm-hmm.
you know. So social media is their tool now, and we have to encourage them to do positive things on social media. So when you encourage them, you know, like a little daily devotion, you know, they get involved,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So do you, like, tailor it for them to be attracted to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you get through the language? Because they know they're speaking as a different kind of way of speaking now.
Just by helping them to believe in themselves, Tosca. So let mm-hmm. me share one quick little activity I did with them. I did an inspirational jar, and I took it. Again, Holy Spirit told me to do so. And in the inspirational jar, I didn't write, "You are beautiful." I wrote, "You are beautiful." So like BOOTI mm-hmm. and spell the full. They were amazed by that, and I was like, pronounce it. So I am beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, Miss, let's do it again. Bring more of that. They started to believe in themselves. They just want us to see them for who they are, mm-hmm. and we now enhance their unique characteristics.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about support, because Mom has her support sitting in studio. Very quietly, but we will talk about support then. We'll be right back.
Republic Wealth Management knows we all have different stories and want to succeed.
All you need is Republic Wealth. What is your story? Dreams of glory, a future that's set. Sturdy wealth, you bet. Let's get it together. We'll take you further. Republic Wealth.
Republic Wealth Management Limited, simple investment solutions. Expert-led, over 80 years experience. What's your story? Let's talk today.
Perfection doesn't happen by chance. Like an artist, the cook selects the main ingredient. One that is worthy of a proud cultural tradition. Trusted to enhance your creations with its richness and versatility to create a cooking masterpiece. The secret is simple. The brand we know. The brand we trust. The brand our ancestors have been using for generations.
There is only one pure cow brand ghee. Look for the marks of authenticity.
Welcome back, TNT, and in studio with me, Listra Deshong, our author for today. And the title of her book, Do You Know My God? Story of Brokenness, Healing, and the God Who Restores. And we've been speaking about the different aspects of her journey, from moving from the secular life into spiritual life, and the messages and the calling that she has taken upon herself to, you know, navigate through this life, to bring others as well to their place of understanding and understanding what purpose is. And understanding purpose is only one part of it. Support is another. And I jokingly said, you know, her support is here in studio, quietly sitting. So her husband is with her as well. So tell me, how has support helped you in this journey?
Tremendously. Mm. I, being honest, this morning, I could not have done it without him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has pushed me from bottom up. As I said previously, I had passed for my first choice, and I came out of school with no CXC passes. Today, mm-hmm. I am a qualified counseling psychologist and a PhD candidate, and it's all due to my husband.
And you choose the most complicated thing to study, the mind.
Yes, the mind, based on what I have experienced.
Mm-hmm. So the understanding support, so the late nights and the traveling and the, you know, balancing where, okay, I'm going to eat ramen today because I need this textbook to buy. Look, he's shaking his head. You know, those are the type of sacrifices,
yes,
that you have to think about. So in that aspect, what would be the best advice you can give to persons in choosing the people you want to be part, let's say, of your organization, of your inner circle, and life partner?
That's a good question. You know, people tend to deal with the exterior, you know, how a person presents themselves and all of that. But in choosing a life partner, I would encourage persons to look at the heart.
Mm.
You know, you, from your observation, you must see if this person is there for you, if this person wants well for you. And from early o'clock, I have seen that in my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was always there. I mean, no marriage is perfect. You have your ups and downs. But we look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
This person who have your best interests at heart, come what may. And, you know, I am saying that is going beyond the call in both aspects, you, the wife, and the husband. We tag team.
Mm-hmm.
So he carries me, I carries him.
Mm-hmm.
And persons who are looking for a lifelong partner, you know, find somebody who is respectful, somebody who, you know, love the God that you love, whatever religious affiliation you may belong to, and additionally find somebody who is there to support and encourage you, vice versa, you to them. It's not an external thing, it's a we thing. You know, when we combine effort, we can do wonders. So it's not only about the external, what the person have and what they could do for you. We started off with nothing, but working together, respecting each other, praying for each other, we have come a long way.
And future projects, and I'm not sure if your husband wants to hear this part, because he will be like, oh God. But, you know, it's still, you might get the resistance a little bit and be like, okay, so how do I have to structure the rest of the month? You know, what would be your future plans?
Okay, so next month I want to do a book launch, and coming up after that, I want to do some seminars. Created in mind for females, because a lot of women, regardless of their professional, you know, they struggle with challenges they face in life, and not everybody wants to come to see a psychologist. It is, you know,
tabooed. Which is something I will ask you after, but go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, which is tabooed, but if they can't meet us, I want to meet them, you know, to give them encouragement and hope and let them know we are the backbone of society. We need to be okay mentally to carry on to do the things that we are called to do.
And the workload is great. The weekend where we recognized International Women's Day.
Yes.
It's been conversations on understanding the not only the workload, but the mental load that women have. So this brings me to the question that I alluded to a little while ago in terms of psychotherapy and going to counseling and that kind of thing. There is a huge stigma attached to it.
Yes.
You know, and the conversation is, well, you seen a therapist, you crazy. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, kind of step out of society for a little bit. How can you change that image? And, you know, what message you would have for persons who are considering, well, I'll go and talk my head off for the or however long, mm-hmm. you know, to make that step.
Mental health is important to have a good balance for anybody's life, children, adults, mm-hmm. young people. So we need to step away from that approach where if somebody is seeing a mental health professional, something wrong with you, you're mad. No. Mm-hmm. We have pent up emotions, and if we could empty ourselves of what we are facing, we would have a better society, because in society today we're seeing all the trickle down effects of people having pent up emotion, suicide, husband chopping up wife, a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. If persons reach out, the good outcome we could have from speaking to somebody. So I'm saying that persons out there, it's not a mental thing. You're not mad. You just need to outpour what you are feeling, what you are experiencing. Because mm-hmm. we can give you a different angle to see things and approach things and cope better mentally.
Of course, giving you the tools. To know how to navigate through the thing. How can persons contact you, want to get your book, and also if they would like to assist or become part of the network that you are building, mm-hmm. what's the info to give?
So you can reach me at 766-7705, and you can WhatsApp me at that point. I do not carry handles, I'm not a social
Instagram
media
Instagram thing. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Yeah. So you can reach me at that number.
All right, TNT. So I'm going to collect the information still. So if it is that you did not get it in that little space there, I'll be able to repeat for you. All right. So Mrs. Deshong, thank you so much for joining me today, and much success for your way ahead.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. So TNT, going to take another break. And when we come back, understanding our economic situation is part of the understanding of whether, the back pay coming or it ain't coming. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is The Human Impact.
Doesn't happen by chance. Like an artist, the cook selects the main ingredient. One that is worthy of a proud cultural tradition. Trusted to enhance your creations with its richness and versatility to create a cooking masterpiece. The secret is simple. The brand we know. The brand we trust. The brand our ancestors have been using for generations.
There is only one pure cow brand ghee. Look for the marks of authenticity.
Cascozeb is a fungic and systematic fungicide which offer both a protective and curative mode of action. Cascozeb is a broad-spectrum multi-site fungicide with a protective mode of action. Cascozeb effectively controls downy mildew, leaf spots, brown rust, bacterial spots, etc. Cascozeb acts quickly and stops all spores from entering the plant system. Cascozeb is available at all leading agro shops and at Cass Agricultural Supplies Limited. Telephone 673-6802 or 354-5813.
Nothing in the world will bother me. But look, a smart man gone with green money. Trini to the bone. Lord, I pray that some sweet day I will no longer have to roam. Trini to the bone. Trini to the bone. The problems we have are plain to see. We prove we can stand the scrutiny. All and all are true democracy. How we vote is not how we party. There's no place like home, some people say. Though some have to leave to make their way. But in your hands, I know their destiny. So come on, man, big up the country.
Sweet, sweet TNT. Lord, have a love of this country. Sweet, sweet TNT.
No place in this world I'd rather be.
Sweet, sweet TNT.
Lord, have a love of my country.
Sweet, sweet TNT.
All this sugar can be good for me.
Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
TNT to Freedom 106.5 FM. And if you just took in the interview with our book club guest, she did fail to mention that her book is available on Amazon.com. Do You Know My God? The Story of Brokenness Healing and the God Who Restores. Lister DeShong is the author, so you can check it out on Amazon.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
106.5.